Welcome to The Embodied Leader, a human design podcast. My name is Steph from Steph Russell Coaching, and if you are a freedom seeker, rule breaker, spiritually awoken, wise woman, then you belong here. If you know that you and your family are meant for more, and you want to create a life on your terms and nurture your child's true nature, then this podcast is for you. We're going to be talking about everything from human design, parenting, unschooling, spirituality, business, and so much more. I'm so excited and happy you are here. Let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of The Embodied Leader. Wow, it has been a while since I have recorded a podcast episode. And I really just wanted to come on. Now felt like the right time. I feel like I've had this invitation from the universe to come back onto the podcast and to speak about a lot of the things that have been coming to the surface and to share this incredible human design knowledge that I have and wisdom. And today I wanted to speak to you about the power of surrendering. Now, surrendering is a journey that I have been on for quite some time, since I had my spiritual awakening in 2021. Well, I say spiritual awakening in 2021, but when I was 19 is the first time that I got told that you do realize that you are like a medium and you do have spiritual gifts and intuitive healing powers. But I wasn't ready to receive it back then because I'd formed a negative association with what had been happening. And also on reflection, I look back, I've always been into like horoscopes. When I was a kid, that was the first thing I looked at. And do you remember those like kids magazines you used to get? Well, kids still have them now, but like teen magazines, I was just so excited. I'd always look at horoscopes. But anyway, I've not come on here to talk to you about my spiritual journey. I've come to talk to you about surrendering. And really it is, surrendering is trusting that everything is happening for you, not to you, and that your life is unfolding exactly as it's meant to. And when we allow ourselves to surrender, to just be with life, that's when we get to feel at peace and have this connection with ourselves. We're no longer trying to force or resist things as they are coming up, or experiences that we think should be, or how our children should be living, or how our business should be going. I always say as well, human design gives you the biggest permission slip to like drop out of the should and into like your true self and who you're meant to be and how you're meant to navigate this lifetime and to live a life on purpose. And allowing yourself to like just surrender. I want to give you this invitation actually to surrender to life, because life is happening, as I say, whatever you are experiencing on a mental level, an emotional level, a spiritual level, whether you are moving through pleasure, whether you are moving through pain. And hello, if you are an emotional authority, you are 100% always going to be flowing through pleasure and pain. It doesn't get stuck. The high, the low, the good, the bad, you know, the light, the dark. We don't get stuck at one. That's as an emotional authority, which I am, and over 50% of the world's population out there are too. You're here to ride this very human experience, this emotional chemical wave that you've got flowing through your body. And so when we allow ourselves to just surrender into the moment, to drop out of the head and into the body, that's when we realize that for everybody, whether your kids are in the school system or not, whether you even have children or not, life is our school. You know, the dog's barking, the dog's calling for you to give them the attention, the dog's inviting you to respond to meet their needs. You know, your kids, maybe like mine weren't, you know, weren't having a great time in school. We were having lots of external challenges. You know, society says that our kids should be in school, in quote marks, that should, you know. And as parents, I didn't question that. That's what I thought, you know, my life was going to be, that, you know, they get to that age, you sign them up, you register for school, they go to school, all of this stuff. And then obviously things for us personally changed over a period of time with my son, but very quickly with my daughter. And then that's when you always get to make this choice, right? That we are conscious creators. We get to consciously choose whether we are tuning into Universe FM or Shit FM. The universal laws are always there. They're always working away in the background. The law of vibration, the law of attraction, the law of pure potentiality, you know, all these different universal laws that are out there. So we get to choose to tune into that. Because if we don't allow ourselves to consciously choose, if we don't allow ourselves to bring this word surrender into our daily lives, you're constantly resisting what is, because you're leaning into what you think from the mind should be. But you get to change that process. You get to take yourself from struggling and suffering to ease and flow, to having this connection to yourself, to having this inner knowing that, like, where you are right now is where you are meant to be. And like I say, there could be things coming to the surface in your life that are really challenging. I like to frame challenging as colourful. Every day we have as a family, colourful experiences. Again, it's that reframe. It's an experience. Whether that's something in your business, whether that's with a family member, whether that's with your kids, you know, everything is just a moment. And I've really been connecting into that with Michael Singer. I've read his book twice now, The Untethered Soul. And every time I just get new bits of wisdom from it. And now I'm listening to his audiobook. And it's just this beautiful reminder that the thoughts are going to be there. That voice inside your head that we all have, whether you want to identify it as the ego, the inner critic, consciousness, like whatever it is, we all have a voice inside our heads. If I was to say to you right now, like Michael Singer does on this audio book, hi, how are you? How are you doing? How are you feeling? I'm not here to hear how you're responding, but you will be responding. Something, that question will activate your consciousness. And we get to have this awareness that we are the gatekeeper of our minds. We are the gatekeeper. We get to choose what we let in consciously and what we let out. We can also be aware of subconsciously what we are feeding our brains. I say this to my kids all the time. The television, tell your vision. It's programming your mind. It's programming your subconscious. Everything you watch, everything you read, everything you scroll on social media, it's programming your subconscious mind because of how the brain works. And so that's why, as embodied leaders, whether you are leading your life, you will be leading your life, but whether that's in business, as a parent, in whatever capacity that looks like, that we get to choose that highest expression, the highest vibration. And embodying your human design is your core vibration. It shows you how to embody your core vibration so you can be the magnet for your desires, so you can achieve your goals with ease, so that you can allow, surrender to the flow of life moving through you. And it is a journey. You know, I constantly, consciously remind myself to just surrender, surrender, surrender. There's so much power to saying things, saying these words three times. It supports you in creating these new neurological pathways in the brain. And remember, this could be new work for you, right? This could be this journey that you're on back to your true self, back to your heart, the portal of your heart, back home to the very essence of you. Could be new, or it could be that you've been on this journey for quite some time. But knowing that you are always guided, you are always supported, whether that's from the universe, Mother Earth, God, Allah, however you want to identify, spirit guides, you know, you've always got this support. And then as a conscious creator, you can always and also lean into, how can you create this reality that you desire? If you have the desire in your heart, it means it's meant for you. Allow yourself to lean into that. And anything external, please recognize this and remember, anything external does not bring you happiness. Happiness is an inside job. That thing you're searching for, that feeling, that goal you're working towards, that emotional state you're wanting to be in, you can choose to connect to that right now, no matter what your external circumstances are. You can choose to lean into that. Connect into your nervous system. Whatever state it is that you are, wherever it is that you're trying to go, what feeling are you looking for? Bring that feeling into your consciousness now. What's the one thing that you can do to anchor that in? And so I really just wanted to come on today to just share some insights in surrendering into this colourful of experience of life and why surrendering is so important and why just allowing yourself to really be in the energy that you want to feel. You get to feel it right now. And know and remember that you have absolutely everything you need within you. Your human design is your roadmap. It is your energetic blueprint. Like I say, if you're an emotional authority and you're trying to push away the dark, the depths, the lower emotions that come to the surface, you're going to be blocking and repelling what you're calling in. As an emotional authority, you're here to ride your emotional wave with love, without fear or shame. And that's something that's really been coming through for me recently, is that we get to drop out of the fear or the shame, that these depths of the feelings or the lower vibration, you know, how we're feeling isn't valid, isn't safe, because it's where you're meant to be. And on the other side of the darkness is the light. The tide has to come down in order to rise. And that's how, and actually as an emotional authority, if you are in the depths of your wave, that's when you get your most amount of creativity. When you allow yourself to become the witness and to surrender to your emotions as they are showing up. And recognizing that you consciously get to shift your focus, shift your mind, and focus on things that are going to make you feel good or better. Whether that's taking yourself for a walk in nature and just witnessing these emotions and feelings that are coming to the surface, recognizing that if you are an emotional authority, your wave does not define you. It's not who you are. It's part of you. It's part of the wisdom that you carry. You're here to raise the emotional intelligence of the collective. And if you've got an undefined solar plexus or an open solar plexus, connect in. Are these emotions or feelings that you're experiencing right now, are they really yours? Or are they somebody else's emotions that you've absorbed and are amplifying? You get to decondition. You get to release. If you have an undefined or open solar plexus, your natural state is calm, cool and collected. But if this is new information, or if you've been on this journey for a while, but not really anchoring into the fact that you could have been a sponge most of your life. You could have been this sponge absorbing other people's emotions around you. But now you get to be the sieve. You get to let things move through you and you get to hold on to the emotional states that support who you really are. And if something doesn't support who you really are, then you get to change that. There's certain things, I always, you know, so many people would say, and I've said it before, we are the creator of our reality. But the truth is, if you are a parent of a neurodiverse child or children or sensitive or strong-willed children, however again you want to identify them, we can't create that. We don't create that. We cannot change how our children react, aka project out onto us as safe people. But we can, as leaders, as mothers, as parents, choose how we respond. We can use our design as this roadmap. because to better understand your child, you have to better understand yourself first. And it's part, again, there's this duality in everything. Profile within human design gives us this real wisdom on this duality. Some profiles are more harmonious to others. A lot of the profiles have this friendly push-pull energy. But I'm not going to go into profiles now because I wanted to come on to talk about surrender. And I feel like I've done that. And I've also given you a little bit of insights about being an emotional authority. And the whole time I've been recording this podcast, I've been seeing synchronized numbers. So thank you, universe, for this divine guidance that this recording was meant to happen today. And I'm sending you all so much love and look forward to speaking to you soon. Thank you for listening to The Embodied Leader. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I loved recording it. I would love to stay connected with you. I'm on Instagram at I Am Steph Russell, and I have a free Facebook group, Parenting by Human Design. I'd love it if you could leave a review and share this podcast. Thanks for listening.